Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
What broke him down? Was it just the body punching? I was hitting with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying your big group crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
Boxingwiz.com.
So you knew you had him by that time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
Down deep in our pre-production.
What up, what up? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, to another spontaneous edition of the Boxing Voice Radio, hashtag TBV podcast, wherever hashtags are used. We had to bring you, this is breaking news, but, you know, we're going to talk more about the, I guess, brewing drama between these two, Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford. Real quick, though, shout out to the morning shows.
I'm up early on the strip while the birds chirping. I had to turn my phone off, too many birds chirping.
Hashtag we working. But let me just refresh your memories. Let me just remind you what was said immediately after the Crawford win over Horn.
Name some other welterweights in the division and let me know, quick answers, what you think of them. And the first is the guy who most fans think that it's going to come down to. And that's Errol Spence.
We're going to fuck him up.
Okay, all right, that's pretty quick. Keith Thurman.
We're going to fuck him up, too.
Now, why, man? Come on, Bo, man. Give me
You said you're going to name some names. Come on, dog.
Right.
We already know why we're going.
The same exact answer.
Hey, we already know why we're going to fuck Errol Spence up.
What's the easier fight?
Danny Garcia.
No, I mean between the two champions in the division.
Who?
And Thurman. What would be the easier matchup for you?
Be honest with you, man, I would probably pick Errol Spence.
Okay.
I would probably pick Errol Spence as an easier fight.
I don't think anybody's going to agree with that.
See, if I keep elaborating on this question.
You're going to give too much away?
Thank you.
So that was Brian McIntyre giving his opinion on Errol. We all know Errol has a big fight in 3 days, June 16th in Texas, hometown fight, making another defense of his IBF title versus Carlos Ocampos. So we do have quotes from Errol Spence. He has responded not only to comments, but to the fight and performance of Terrence Crawford. So, it's getting interesting to say the least. Now, there's multiple reports. Obviously, he being Errol Spence Jr., held a teleconference call yesterday. So there was plenty of reporters asking him things. And then he had a one-on-one with ESPN. And really told them some things. So we're going to dive into all that. Remember the number to call in if you want to voice your opinion, you want to talk about this topic. It's 1-425-569-5241. And, we ask that as you come into this live stream, you just smash that like button. It helps with the visibility of the show. It lets me know that, you know, it's like sending me your own bat signal saying, hey, Ness, we like these morning shows. Keep it coming. Here's a thumbs up to show you some love and truly would appreciate that. Don't forget to share the show wherever you can on any forms of social media, etc. So now we all know that on June 9th, when Crawford was fighting, Errol Spence tweeted out the emoji of the character with the monocle, the one lens, and, you know, basically letting the world know, hey, I'm watching. But once he was asked, what he think of Terrence Crawford's performance, he simply said, I think he did what he was supposed to do, end quote. I think we all felt that way. I think the problem is that Earl, which he goes on to say, and I quote, even a week before the fight, I said Terrence Crawford stops Jeff Horn. So, I mean, I wasn't surprised what he did against Jeff Horn. I feel like Jeff Horn has limited ability and is basic, and he basically tries to come in there and just tries to bully you. And I think he lacks a lot of fundamentals, but Crawford did what he was supposed to do. So not overly impressed, but I mean, some can say the same about the win over Lamont Peterson. Now, I know that I argued on this show that Lamont Peterson, in my opinion, is a bigger, better win than Jeff Horn due to, I guess, ring experience. He was more of a veteran. He's been in there with more elite fighters. He was a multiple division world champion, where Jeff Horn was just a one-time world champion, maybe a very novice, in my opinion, 18, 19, 20 fights, something like that. But when Spence was asked, did he think, same question I asked my co-host when we spoke about Terrence Crawford and Spence a couple of days ago. I said, hey, do you think that the Kell Brook and the Lamont Peterson wins were more impressive than Crawford's win over Horn? So Earl Spence himself says, and I quote, to tell you the truth, I haven't thought about it. I mean, it was a good performance. Jeff Horn was the champion, and you know, he did what he was supposed to do. I don't know if it was better or not. Now, end quote. Now, I don't know if that's Earl Spence being modest or what, but I'd like to ask you guys, you know, what do you think? Do you think that the Kell Brook win, the Lamont Peterson win, was that more impressive than Crawford's win over Horn? That's what we're asking ourselves. And I quote, I think that it is a definite future fight, Spence said. He holds one of the belts, and like I said, I want to be undisputed welterweight champion of the world. So I'm going to have to come over there and snatch that belt from him. So, I mean, it's a fight that's going to happen definitely in the future. So I like that Spence isn't talking politics. And I hate to say that Crawford sounded more political in his quotes, saying, you know, Bob isn't going to send me over there if it don't make sense. Al isn't going to send him over here if it don't make sense. See, Spence isn't talking about money at all. Those were innuendos for money that Crawford was discussing, meaning there's no way, you know, Earl is going to come on ESPN, which is true. It's not that he's bringing up money. He just lives in reality. And the reality of the situation is Showtime isn't going to relinquish the services of Earl Spence. You know, they're going to want Crawford to come over. So there will be some politics involved in this, but I still really like the fact that Earl is more about, no, this is going to happen. I'm taking that belt. Like, there's no politic talk. There's no money, you know, being spoken of there. He's talking about, I'm going to snatch that belt. Now, I told you that this had been brewing. We had a little debate earlier on another show a few days ago about buildup and what that is. This is buildup. I have here a tweet from April 12th, and it's from Earl Spence to Terrence Crawford, both verified Twitters. Earl and Crawford is the one that comes at Spence. He adds Earl and says, let's make the basketball bet. Puts an emoji of the smiley face and money icons. And whenever we fight, we'll see how you're going to outbox me, walk me down, and who's smarter. Don't let the size fool you. One day later, or the same day, excuse me, Earl Spence replies, bet we can set the game up right after our fights. Now, he put S with an S, fights. So who knows? Who knows? Is this going to be our modern day, like, Hagler Hearns, right? Like, I don't know, because Bob Arum is out in the media saying that Crawford could be as big as Tommy Hearns by being himself. You know, because on this show, we're victim of saying some of these guys need to do a little more than they do so that they can get noticed, so that, you know, their popularity can rise, and maybe they can get those opportunities that they're seeking. Hearns isn't that type of guy, nor is Crawford. Crawford is all business. He's about to fight, and that's it. But he has that mean streak to him. You know that he does, because you see it every time that he fights someone. You know, he's either sticking his tongue out, you know, he's talking trash, he's looking over to the announcers. So this is one I want to seek. Earl is no different. Earl is doing the executioner neck slash with his glove, you know what I mean? Slicing across his neck. There's tons of bravado when it comes to these two. Ronald Jenkins says Keith Thurman beats both. Let's see Keith come back first, man. He needs to definitely make a resurgence into boxing. And we hope he does that before it's, you know, like, not when it's too late, not when, you know, he's going to need 2-3. I don't want him to do a Tyson Fury and need, you know, 3 tune-ups just to get back in the mix of things. Because it'll suck that way, you know what I mean? No one's interested in watching the rebuilding of Keith Thurman. But let me finish up with some quotes, and I quote, "He's a crafty fight. He's crafty. He's a switch hitter. He can box. He can move," Spence said. Obviously, Spence is going to be taking on Ocampos in the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, Texas. And, you know, it's a training facility for the Dallas Cowboys. So Spence moving on up, finally got his hometown fight. But I'll continue with the quote. He says, "For me, I just feel like I'm bigger. I'm stronger. I'm just as sharp. I have a better chin. I hit harder. I just basically beat him up." Now that is some shit I want to see Crawford respond to. "I basically just beat him up." Like, he's basically saying he's a bully. Now, remember, I told you what Crawford already said. Don't be underestimated by the size. And I think that's why Crawford came out like a madman in the Horn fight, manhandling him as he did, you know, using a lot of physicality and then speaking about it in the post fight. Ali and Dago. That must be Ali and Dago. Okay, what's up, Ali? It says Spence annihilates Ocampos. Well, we pretty much think that, but I'll tell you this. I've been following Derrick James, and Derrick James is like, you know, this is one of the tougher fights that they had to prepare for because there's absolutely no tape on Ocampos. Like, they got very limited tape. They don't know what to expect. They don't know how to prepare. So what do you think about that? I mean, that has to make it more difficult, you know, going into the ring versus someone that you never seen, you never heard of. I don't know. We got someone still thinking that Spence is on PEDs. That is ridiculous. Ridiculous. But we'll see. Unifications have to happen, right? When he fights for the WBC, he'll be forced to do VADA. If we see a dip in his performance, I guess you guys could do that. In my opinion, in the chat, IMO says, hashtag keep running your mouth, Spence. Now, are you using Spence's stablemate hashtag on himself, or are you saying Spence is using a stablemate hashtag on Crawford? You're confusing me here. But enough chitter chatter. Let's get out to the callers. You know, the number to call in is 1-425-569-5241. Press one time. Voice your people here. Voice your opinion here on the Voice of the People hotline. And you could also add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. Oh, look who decided to show up.
Of course.
I was just about to go to callers, but I'll go to my co-host in the Golden State. It's what, 7:28 over there? No, you said it's 3 hours. It's 3 hours. It's never been four, he says. Well, no, it's always four. It's always four when it's daylight savings.
No. It's
always. When we go back an hour, whatever. I'm not going to argue that right here. Who cares? I don't live on the West Coast. I'm an East Coast baby.
Dollar DiBiase production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingWiz.com.
He know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout, man. When the main thing is, I just want the guy.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yes, yes, it's here. Haters beware. And unfortunately, Ness, my phone is broken. So if you want to contact me, you got to contact me through my computer now, unfortunately.
Yeah, you still got iMessage, though.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm just saying my phone's broken. So I'm a little bit. Anyone out there trying to reach me, I'm sorry. I cannot reach you back unless I'm near my computer. But Ness, what have I missed? What's the topic? I don't know.
Well, Errol Spence just talking cash shit. And if I were him, I would do the same. I mean, I know because I've been in Errol Spence training camps, as you have, that he starts camp at 177. Crawford started his career at 130. It just doesn't add up in the mind of Errol Spence that Crawford could beat him. Now, Crawford could be more skilled. He could be the Purnell and carry power up and surprise Spence. But to Spence, nah, he's saying, I'm going to go over there and snatch that belt from him. I'm basically going to beat him up. And these are all his quotes. Like, there's stories on ESPN. People have spoken to him directly. He did a teleconference call yesterday. He's obviously building up his fight for Ocampos, but he's getting a barrage of questions about Crawford. Crawford and his man and his trainer talking greasy. You heard the show I did the other day. Bo Mack talking about, we'll fuck him up. We'll fuck him up. We'll fuck him up. So Earl is like, well, basically,
Come fuck me up. Try it. Like, let's do it. Earl has always talked. Oh, yeah.
Let me throw that narrative out there. You know, in that last show, I gave Crawford quotes. Crawford quotes were more like this. I'm paraphrasing, but I'm very close to the quotes. It was like, it's got to make sense for Bob to send me to ESPN. Like, it's got to make sense for Al to send Earl to, excuse me, it's got to make sense for Bob to send me to Showtime. Like, it's got to make sense for Al to send me to ESPN. Makes sense translates to money. Earl ain't saying that. Earl's saying, like, he got the belt. I'm going to go snatch it up.
But it's not even that. We know that right now, because Thurman's out of the picture, Crawford's his biggest money fight, I would say. You know, like, Danny Garcia isn't getting $3 million, even though it's Danny Garcia. Danny Garcia doesn't have ESPN behind him.
I don't know about that. You better retract that, because Danny's always been alleged to have gotten $3 million for the Matisse fight years ago. And, you know, unless you lose big, sure, Your money doesn't go down. Like, even Broner has lost and still doing a mil something.
But your money does drop from opponent. That is true. Your money doesn't drop to a point where it's not.
Remember, he even alleged $800 for Salka. Danny made good money.
I'm not saying he doesn't make good money, but I'm telling you, like, who is the biggest fight in the division right now with Thurman gone? It is Crawford.
I think that's the biggest mouth-watering fight. I think that Danny is still a Cotto type of guy, vulnerable enough, but sells enough tickets, known enough. I mean, he's been transcended, in my opinion. In my opinion, he's out there in the movie star world. He's with celebrities. Meek Mill's been walking him out. Rick Ross has been at his fights. This is just happening for these other guys.
I understand your logic. I'm not going to completely disagree with it. Like, Danny is a draw. Danny is a commodity. We know that. But in 2018, I don't know if that's the case anymore, that he's the guy that's going to make you the most money in the division. I don't know about that anymore.
I mean,
and I'm not saying that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't it Keith and Danny that hold the record in Barclay? Did anyone beat that?
No one beat that. So, but that's why I said without Thurman, because Thurman beat Danny. I think Thurman probably took more shine from that fight than Danny. But Thurman's gone. He hasn't fought since that fight. We're now at, what, 18 months since we saw Thurman? Who's left in the division? You have Danny versus Sean coming up. And God knows what's going to happen with that. Maybe Danny doesn't even win that. Crawford right now is the highest commodity, the biggest check you can get if you're Errol Spence.
I'll say this. Crawford is the biggest check. There's no debate there. He's the biggest check long term. Because Bob has been out in the media when Crawford is at 35 and 40 saying, you know, Errol Spence and Crawford is going to be pay-per-view. So Earl's going to have to go get that easy Danny, Porter, Keith, easy money now before he could get that Crawford fight, because they're going to make that pay-per-view. They're going to try and maximize that.
No, no, I, from a promoter standpoint, you're absolutely right that that is what's going to happen. But if you're Errol Spence, in the mind of Errol Spence talking a lot of shit right now, you're thinking after Ocampo, I mean, again, Danny and Sean are tied up. And then if Danny wins, you're probably thinking, I'm not going to fight Danny next. You know Danny. Sean, he's been a little bit hesitant to mention your name. You know, if you're thinking, hey, look, Crawford's the guy saying that I'll take anyone. I'm going to go take that guy in the meantime. In the last half of 2018, maybe you're thinking, why not try to get the Crawford fight? It's going to be a lot of money for me. And it's soon. You know, the sooner this fight happens, the more it favors Errol Spence. The longer this fight doesn't happen, the more it favors Crawford.
I quote, he's crafty. He's a switch hitter. He can box. He can move. For me, I just feel like I'm bigger. I'm stronger. I'm just as sharp. I have a better chin. I hit harder. I'd basically just beat him up.
Yo.
Just marinate with that.
It's Errol Spence, man. He always talks that low-key shit, man. Like, people don't think about it, but like, Errol talks that shit. Like, same with Crawford. Like, that's what that matchup, that buildup between those two, while it may not be the most explosive buildup, it'll be tense. Like, the animosity between the two, I think, will naturally happen. The competitive animosity that those two probably share is going to be there. So, I mean, I'm hyped.
I quote, open quote, right? Or however the beginning quote, I'm from the old school where I want to fight the best. I want to reign supreme over all of them. I'm willing to fight all of them to prove all of that. Damn, that was a fucking beautiful quote, bro. That's some that, yo, he's fucking yo, when you I mean, but Crawford's just as good. The thing is, Crawford is actually better.
Ooh.
Like skill wise, Crawford switches, Crawford is prettier. He's combination. Earl, when people think Earl, they think, oh, he's big. He's going to walk him down, beat him to the body. Like, they're not thinking he's going to get as pretty as Crawford gets. Crawford gets on his toes. He's sticking his tongue out. He got his hands by his side. He uppercutting you. He combinationing you. He using the ring. Earl is coming to you, bringing you pain. I mean, I love it. I love it. But listen, you know it's Gemini season. I got to work out. July 4th through the 8th, we in Fort Lauderdale for TBV's first official barbecue of Independence Day. Me and Matt get to, I guess, vacay together, and a bunch of the gang is going to be there. Shout out to Jay from Orlando, should be making a trip. Hopefully we see Dennis in Tampa, so many others. I'm going to go out to the phone lines, but first I got to get to our sponsors. Remember the number 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Let's get this day started real right. Let's get everybody who was in a good mood saying, man, what the fuck was that caller talking about? It's none other than Scorsese. What's up, baby?
Yo, you can hear me.
We would like to hear you better.
Yeah, look here. I don't get what they said. Oh, Spence isn't cute. Did you not see this man playing with Lamont Peterson? He played with his food. He played with him. He was jumping around. If Lomachenko gets called cute to you, he was just doing it in a fashion versus a former world champion and a regular title holder that has beaten the hell out of Danny Garcia before. Okay, he was literally putting his fork in that man's skin in his food and just twisting and playing. All right, so when you tell me, oh, that might not happen to Crawford, you ain't gonna walk him down. Yes, he is. I believe what he said. He gonna walk him down. He too strong for him. He throw too many punches. His feet are too fast. He got too many feints. His jab is too strong. When you on the back foot and all you trying to do is calculate his timing, and this dude give you so many different looks. Good fucking luck looking like a goddamn clean fighter. Good luck. You're gonna look like you're running. You can end up in tie-ups. This is not Jeff Horn. Okay, this is not Jeff Horn. That's not what you're playing with. He wasn't even that physical with Jeff Horn. Jeff Horn was the person bringing the pain to him until he tired out for four rounds. Crawford was holding on, and man, the man probably held one sequence 30 times, three times in less than 30 seconds. That's not a good thing. The judges see that. The fans see that. You know, your corner seeing that. Damn, thinking, man, this guy keep bringing it like this. Is my guy ever going to get his shot off? Especially if Errol Spence is continuing to adjust. You trying to throw the check hook and he's sinking under it. You try to lead with you try to counter with the uppercut and he's smothering it. And he beating the hell out of you while he's smothering it because he fight well in the clinch. Oh, bro. Terrence Crawford going to have to be a whole different man. They can talk about all the names on the resume that they want, but they know good and damn well Errol Spence will beat the living shit out of every name on that resume. Give him 12 nights. Give him 12 nights in a row. He'll beat the living shit out of all of them 12 nights in a row. And they know this too. If Kell Brook dropped from 54 today and he decided to call out Terrence Crawford, they would be excited about that fight more than any other Crawford fight they ever seen in their life. They know that. So when they talking that resume and accomplishment shit, nip it in the butt. I got Errol Spence here all day in this fight. I think it's an easy fight for him. That's my call.
Did you just talk your ass?
You think he's talking out his ass?
Half of that, yeah.
Oh, explain yourself. I was about to just say that's the first time. Like, I'm not saying that I agree with everything, but I am on the side that I think, like, Crawford got to prove to me he could beat Errol Spence.
It's very different to say, yeah, like, Spence is the bigger guy. He's going to go out there and just walk him down. Like, I'm okay with that. That's a line of thinking that the path of the fight could go. But to say, like, Crawford didn't manhandle Horn, he did manhandle Horn. Absolutely. And this is the same guy that thought, like, Crawford, like, struggled with Horn. And when Crawford won every single round. So the frame of mind that he is in when he talks about these things,
he's got a bias. He's got to build.
Yeah. So you think about that. Everything he's saying is in the frame of Crawford struggled with Horn, and Crawford isn't that good. No, Crawford's really fucking good. And you're just.
I think Crawford is good. Like, you heard me before we got to him. I said Crawford might be the more skilled fighter.
It's the same guy that thought Thurman Porter wasn't good.
He has more tools. You know, I'm not saying that to put anybody down. I hope Earl still lets me in the can. It just looks like he has more tools. You know what I mean? But Earl looks obviously bigger. Earl's in there giving. Earl is Jermell Charlo's number one sparring partner. We're talking about a 54 pounder who has to suck down a 54. So God knows what he walks around. That's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, Crawford would have to be super fast, right? Because it's going to be like, since he can't hurt Earl, because if Earl sparring with Jermell, right, it's like, you probably can't hurt Earl. So you got to stay away from Earl and pop shot him in combination and look good while on the back foot. I get what Scorsese's saying. Like, eventually someone's going to say, yo, this dude is clinching too much. This dude is running.
Yeah, but people said that with Mayweather. People say that with the Victor Postol fight. People say that with Pernell Whitaker. People said that before, and these guys are still legends, still put on amazing wins, still won those fights.
I mean, out of all those guys, the only name that won't be forgotten is Mayweather. Let's just be real. Pernell Whitaker will be forgotten. I brought up Pernell with Crawford years ago, and now it's being used more. I'm not saying that I was the first one. I'm just saying, like, it was always – that comparison was always there, but Pernell never got the big fights. Pernell didn't make the money that he wished he could.
He did get the big fight, but he got a draw on the big fight.
What you talking about with De La Hoya, right?
Oh, Chavez Sr., man. Come on.
Excuse me.
Come on, fam. Come on. What are you?
But still, I mean, one
you lived it. Come on, man.
Like I said, he never got the big fight.
Yeah, well, imagine if Mayweather didn't win the Oscar fight. Would have Mayweather had the run he had after that, being a pay-per-view star?
Yeah, but before Mayweather's Oscar fight, remember, at least he had, like, I believe, I don't want to use BoxRec, right? But then he have at least Gotti. He had one of the Castillos. Like, he has some names on his resume.
So did Pernell Whitaker. But you talk about the big fight. The big fight would be the Chavez Sr. fight. The big fight would be the Oscar fight. And if you don't win those, it's very hard to become the mega star in the sport. It is hard. And Pernell, yeah, Pernell is already forgotten for the casuals. He was never remembered by the casuals. But no, the hardcores will always remember Pernell.
Example is this, buddy. Canelo didn't win the big fight.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't win the big fight, and he's still the biggest star in the sport. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that. He lost to Floyd and still is the biggest draw.
True, but he also had to – he had a comeback road. Like, he didn't just come right back and do a million pay-per-views. You know, yeah, what I mean?
Hella calls. We starting drive by from the door because I got mad shit to do. And that's just the way it is. This is a spontaneous show. If you want me to stick around, maybe you should hit all the thumbs up.
All of them.
All the way up. And that be that. But first, let me get to my co-host out in the UK.
Dolla DiBiase Productions.
BJ was going to beat me, didn't you? You think it's going to be? He lost his
Why isn't Wilder sold out 90,000? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get it on ASAP.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yo, see people saying De La Hoya. I'm telling you, I probably was right. You better go box, Rec.
It's Chavez Sr. He had a draw in, and then he lost to Oscar De La Hoya.
But damn, so I said he got the fight, and you made me feel like he ain't fight De La Hoya. Like I was.
That was before De La Hoya was a star. That was
fucking matter. You made me feel like he ain't fight De La Hoya.
I'm sorry. You missed the big fight. The big fight was Chavez. The big fight was on Oscar at the time.
How could the big fight not be Oscar?
Remember, Oscar had to beat Chavez to become the star he was too. He had to beat him twice.
True.
You know shit about boxing.
Rob, what up?
What up? It doesn't matter if I'm on the panel or if I'm calling in. You're always talking over me. Come on. How you doing? Morning, Mr.
Mr. Chimney, I like that.
What's up, Rob?
Chimney's woke up, yeah? You good? You all going to be good for a UK hour later on?
Of course. 10 p.m. UK, 5 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, that's right. But everyone be aware, you know. Wednesday, yo, man,
shameless
nice
plug you guys tried to do there. I like that tag team shameless plugs on Ness TBV in the morning hour.
You need to tune in and hit that thumbs up, all right? Back up your brand. But anyway, Spence Crawford, I saw a little thing earlier. Crawford, according to Bob, is looking like he'll be back out in October. So I just wondered what kind of name people would like to see Crawford get in October, just so we can gauge this. Obviously, he's just stepped up to a new division, looked obviously really good, but what name can we put on
Crawford? Might get resume? Matisse. When is the Matisse fight?
In August.
Yeah.
Oh shit, August, September. No, it ain't enough time.
It's possible, but he would have to get a clean.
That's the type of welterweight you got to look at, like guys that are good, but they're still like on the, like he might get a Roberto Garcia. Remember Roberto Garcia? He's got like one loss, and it's like, oh, this is an in-between, and you know?
Since Crawford has taken out the B team of Al Haymon stable before,
yep.
Why not try to get like a Lamont or like a Sammy Vasquez or something?
Might get a shot. Maybe they started off with a Yordani Ulgas shot.
Or Luis Collazo. Fuck, why not?
Man, no!
What? You don't like Luis? Come on.
I do like Luis, but come on. We've seen what Khan did to him, and Crawford is Khan on steroids. Crawford is fucking is yo, come on, bro. No way.
Yeah.
Luis needs someone who's gonna be there for him so that he can find him and look good, not look his age. You know what I'm saying? You give Luis someone he gotta chase, he's gonna look bad.
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to just like say, here's some names that we can then see Crawford's resume at 147. Obviously, not a lot of people put much into the Jeff Horn victory. He looked good doing it, but then people say Jeff Horn.
Georgie, you know, saying Crawford versus Algeri. What do you think about that?
I hate that. But one I did see I like was Devin Alexander in the chat. I like that.
Devin is in camp right now. He's a southpaw too. That'll prepare Crawford. It'll get people excited. It'll be a Haymon fighter. But no, Devin is preparing for Berto right now. He's got a nice little fight.
Yeah, I mean, as it stands, my pick out of the two, I think I'd go with the skills of Crawford over Spence. I see Spence is obviously strong, but just don't see many dimensions to his style. I think he's kind of, obviously he's good at what he does, but he doesn't do, you know, he hasn't got all the angles and everything like Crawford. I think yo, I'll go with the skilled fighter in Crawford.
Yo, I'm a piece of shit, all right? But I wonder how many. Right. Yeah, I am. I wonder how many other Brits are gonna pick Crawford because they're still mad that Brooke got his ass beat by Earl.
Oh, come on, get over it. We have.
I don't know. I don't know. You guys could be cheering for the smaller Crawford because you still got that dagger in the side.
Nah.
It's hurting.
Nah, look. It's all good. Don't worry about it. We're moving on. But
look, someone said it. Struggle boxing. He's still mad. Spence beat Brooke.
I'm gonna have to jump off this call and get in the chat. But but no, I just think Spence is a little kind of basic, but it obviously works for him. But I just against super skilled. I'm getting shots now.
Well, I mean, you were sending shots. I was like, I was adding to it.
Oh, right. Okay. I thought you were shooting me.
Not what you were saying, but you said he was.
I'm calling Spence basic. Derek James going to flip out.
Oh, well, yeah. Like, I'm going to bump into Derek James. I'm safe over here. I'm good. Don't worry about it. Hit the thumbs up. Share the show. Show the love. Super chat. Matt's just woke up. He probably needs a coffee.
I have not had coffee today.
Yeah.
Hey, take this on your way out via Derek James.
You can talk hot on the internet, boy. That's that goofy shit. We're the internet, boy.
Talking about he can't catch you from over there. Yeah. Last time I checked, he was in the UK. Better be careful.
Yeah, last time he was here, but then what happened. So he's not, he's not coming back. It's all good. But yeah, share the show. Hit the thumbs up. Super chats. And don't forget, the pop-in UK hour is on tonight, 10 p.m. UK and 5 Eastern.
Let's
be
go.
There, be square.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and flip it to
our mastermind.
Well, first we got to hit this good old
Trapper!
Yes.
How much are we giving them? 45 seconds?
Oh, no. We're giving 30 seconds.
Ooh.
Yes. You have to have your thoughts in order. So me and Matt will chat up a bit while you think about the best things you can say in 30, because this was a spontaneous show that is turning way, way.
But don't forget, guys, we will have another show guaranteed every Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. in the UK.
UK hour.
Just a random band in the screen handing you a joint.
No, but what studio doesn't have?
Yo, was that Elias?
Studio doesn't have guys in the booth passing weed around like you.
Every studio does. Every
got a studio that's popping like that. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I just got a bunch of. I don't know if you watched my story, but I did a bunch of pictures of us.
No. So
frame them up and put them in the studio too. Now, like some of our.
Oh no, I did see that. I like that.
Our memorable moments. You know what I mean? So
there was one picture of you in there that I was concerned about what drugs you were on. You look scared, like.
I don't know which one is.
I'll send you a picture of it. I'll look at it. Don't worry.
I'm Johnny. I wish I knew how to pronounce my man's name. Let me see if Jeffrey could pronounce from within the YouTube chat.
Johnny?
I want to know what's that last name. Jeffrey, go for it.
A Johnny Oabode.
Oabode. That must be French or African. What do you
think? That's from the South, I believe.
So it's Ron, right? Let's do it. Ron.
The only mastermind.
We're drive by.
Yo, what's up? All right, so I'm going to say who I think might have the edge. I think it's the 49-51, just because I'm going to go with skills. But people forget that Spence was a Mayweather sparring partner. People forget that, you know, a lot of people have spoke highly of Spence, and maybe the fights that he's been in, he wasn't able to truly show what he can do with, like, an elite, you know, the crafty boxer that does a lot of movement and angles and stuff like that. I do think Crawford has all the tools to maybe outmaneuver and outbox the bigger, stronger Spence. But like I said, that's like a 1%. And seeing that Spence has a fight this Saturday, I mean, we'll be able to assess like how dominating he can be at this point after he beat like Lamont Peterson and like Kell Brook. Like if he defeats his mandatory in like, let's say like 30 seconds, you know, that raises more questions to his game. Like how good can this guy really be, seeing that, you know, he was a previous Mayweather sparring partner. People said he gave Mayweather really good work, and that rumor, not saying it's true,
gave Mayweather black eye. That ain't no fucking rumor. He gave Mayweather that shana.
So that's what I'm saying. So it's like, how do you assess Spence if he's, you know, against Crawford, if he's doing great work with the elite Mayweather, you know, at a young part of his career? You know, he was
an Olympian at the time
for a championship. So exactly. So I'm gonna still slightly give it to Crawford, but that's like I said, like I like both fighters so much that I just want to see the fight at that point. But that's pretty much it. I gotta go to this meeting for work. And then I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, Ron. Definitely got way over 30 seconds because I stepped away. Shout out to that mastermind status for real.
Yes! Yes!
If you don't know what mastermind is, head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice and check the many, many perks that get you bonuses here in the TBV community. 754-971. 754-971. First time caller. It's drive by, baby. 30 seconds. Let's go. 751. Excuse me. 754-971. Go on once. Go on twice.
Fine.
Yo.
Yo.
Yes,
yo,
sir.
You gave me.
Yes, sir. What is your name?
I got Ricky.
Ricky from?
From Broward.
Broward? What's
Broward? That's County. Broward County, Florida.
Okay. Let's go. Talk to us, Ricky. You got 30 seconds. I'm going to start the clock all over again.
All right. I got Thurman over Crawford. I got Crawford over Spence. And I got Spence over Thurman, depending on how everything break down. But that's my call.
Shout out to Florida standing up for Thurman.
You better not duck me, son. You better not duck me, son.
Someone's got to do it. I mean, where's he been at? Japan?
Shout out to the random stranger I could see outside of my window with the fatty.
Is that why you got up and looked out the window?
I was like, what the fuck? Yo, like, who the fuck is that in them tights? Yo.
Are they in your backyard? I mean, I know how that window's
No, no. Remember, I got...
Yeah, you're high up.
Office is on the second, and it's also to the main street. That's why I can't have these fucking windows open.
It's to the main street? No, it's not, is it?
Well, the owner's street. Owner's street is the front of the house.
Fuck, man. That's because I smoked too much weed in that studio.
True. Gabe in Salt Lake City. Talk to us. 30 seconds. Go.
He's all right, deleted.
Here we go. What? Who's the leader? All right.
I'm gonna start it over because we laughed right. A couple of seconds into your 30, so I'm gonna start it over. Go for it.
All right. You know what? The closest fight I can put an analogy to is the Canelo Triple G fight, with Canelo being Crawford, Spence being Triple G, you know. The only thing is, I would have to favor Crawford a little. He has more skill, but Spence is an Olympian. Right now, to me, it's really a 50-50 fight. I don't care about Crawford's last fight, even though I was there. It was dope as shit. But Crawford also has the dog in him to bite down on that mouthpiece and make fucking people quit. So that's my call, TBV. Keep it up. Hardest working podcast in the game. No doubt. Go support later.
Gabe, thank you. Time to cross over to the dark side.
Yo, first of all, let me say, I don't play Showtime to see you all damn not even putting a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I want to see some motherfucker just fight, I think I'm gonna fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You don't love that form, my dude? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Next, go have a great show. Come stop, donate.
Georgia.
Oh.
Yes.
Listen, bro, you're wishing up on a star, B. What the fuck happened with DHG versus Bradley? We never got to see that shit happen at 140. Bob Arum never put his fucking Bradley guy against nobody from fucking Al Heyman's side. So Crawford now that he got fucking...
Crawford's already fought Al Heyman fighters.
Hey, man, well, you always gotta jump on my shit. I'm not even finished. Only got 30 seconds. You gotta jump on my shit, B. Why you don't make the cash wait and catch me at 140, nigga?
Emotional. Send the contract, bitch. You know where my email is at? It's public.
Yo, let him go. Let him go. I gotta go. Georgie, I'm starting the clock over. Come on, go for it.
Yo, listen. Fucking Bob Arum not gonna put his cash cow against one of the most dangerous guys out there. As a matter of fact, we don't even know the numbers from that fucking app. Everybody who sang on that app fucking canceled right away. Bob lost money on that, so we gotta be real careful with fucking Crawford B. Inputting those spends there.
Hashtag Georgie Stats.
That's my call, everybody support.
Hashtag Georgie Stats, man. Yeah, everyone, every single person that signed up automatically canceled afterwards. That's what Georgie said, so it must be true. Bob lost money, apparently. Netflix doesn't release any of their numbers, so Netflix must be losing money, too.
Well, they did say Netflix was losing money. It was...
No, that was an incorrect headline. Shout out to the media.
All right, well, we're going to San Diego.
Ali.
What's up with it, y'all? I know I got 30 seconds, so I'm going to be quick. I think Crawford's going to fight Jose Benavidez next. I think that's what Bob Arum's looking at. And for me, the fight between Crawford, well, that's what I think. I think the fight between Crawford and Spence should happen now because they're only a week apart in fights. And I feel like this is the time to make it happen. They both got belts, and not every fight needs to marinate 2-3 years every single time. Sometimes you just make the fight. Like, when was the last time the fight just happened? You know, they always want a 2-3-4-5 years. Fuck all that. Make the fight now. They're both on top. Make it happen now. And that's my call.
Thank you, Ali. Great call. Hurricane Ray in Miami.
Hello?
Hello.
Yo, what's going on? What's going on? Hey, man. What's up, TV? Thank you for giving us another show. Let me say this, man, though. I think this fight needs to marinate, man. With just Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford right there with the big dog. You know, Errol Spence kind of big for his weight. And, you know, I would like to see, like I said, Terrence Crawford fight the winner of Porter Garcia, help him get acclimated to the 147-pound division. And then, you know, let it marinate, and let's see what we could do between Crawford and Spence. That's my call. That's it. Shout out TBV.
Thank you, Hurricane.
Okay, Ray, thanks for calling in. Marcus in D.C., go for it.
Yo, I think Spence's best chance to fight Crawford, to beat Crawford, is this fight right here for one or two reasons. One, I don't know how much longer Spence could cram in the 47. He's definitely pushing that 54. This time next year, I don't know if he's in 54. But I'll tell you this, if Crawford gets two or three more welterweight fights under his belt and has a performance like he has when he came up from 35 to 40, I don't think anybody can beat him. He's a problem solver. I equate that fight to Frankie Randall, the surgeon versus Chavez, or Sweepy versus Chavez. It's that brooding Spence who does have some skill, but he does not have Crawford's skill. And Crawford is going to be a matador in there. I don't think he can stop Spence. I think Spence is too big to be stopped. But I honestly think he's too sharp for him. I think y'all are watching somebody extremely great, you know what I'm saying, that don't know it. You watch him, the only danger he has in the Spence fight is the beginning because Spence, you know, Crawford tends to get hit. But if he's on his P's and Q's because he knows that, I don't think that fight is any different than 8 to 4 rounds. I mean, that's my call.
But wait a minute. Didn't Crawford get hurt by Gamboa?
Yo, bringing shit up from 5 years ago.
Yeah, listen, you got to remember two reasons that get you hurt, Ness. One thing I heard him say He did it with Teddy Ellis. He said, look, I got arrogant. I made a mistake. And some fighters you'll do that with, okay? And other fighters, you go into the fight, you're on high alert status. So I know he'll never really do that with Spence. That's number one. Number two, sometimes cramming into weight makes you weaker. We saw Cotto have a shaky chin at 140, and we saw him take hell of a hellacious shots at 54 and 60, really, and he didn't really budge. So sometimes you got to remember it's weakening yourself, also weakens your ability to withstand a punch. But is that when I seen him, he was at 140, he looked like he was going to pop out at 47 any moment at that time. So, you know, and then also, like I said, now, you know, like for a long time, everybody used to say Triple G didn't have good defense. And I used to be on here telling people, I said, he is deciphering his opponent at the time to see whether the person hurt him. I said, when the fight is on the line and you see him against somebody he doesn't know that with, I said, you're going to see exceptional defense. And you saw that against Jacobs. You saw that against Canelo. If he doesn't respect your defense, he made a mistake against Gamboa and he himself admitted it. However, you haven't seen him do that again. You haven't. So, I mean, Marcus, he's a problem solver. If Spence has an issue, Crawford's going to find it.
Oh, Matt hit you with the cut it. I was just about to say, Marcus, I gave you extra time because of the fact that, you know, you're a beast, man. When you get knowledge, you got to let it go. I didn't want to cut it.
Quickly, Ness, did Crawford actually get knocked down again in the Gamboa fight or just hurt in the Gamboa fight?
I don't remember no knockdown.
Yeah, it's close to.
I'm a pothead, so somebody else tell us that.
Let me finish my thought. How many times have you heard? Oh, Mayweather can get hurt because he got hurt against Shane Mosley that one time. He got hurt against that other guy one time.
That's true. You know, you're right. Listen, you're right. And great comeback by comparing him to Mayweather. You know, this is the beauty of it, right? You know, when I was doing this show, I forgot almost to bring this up. Like, it took Mayweather Berto to finally fight like a slick black fighter, right?
Do you think Berto's a slick black fighter, though?
I mean, that's the only thing that falls in that category on his resume.
I don't think he's that slick. Just because he's black. Fucking
crazy.
Berto?
I mean, Berto has always had a killer counter right hand.
Not a Thurman.
Weak uppercut. Listen, Berto is not elite. I'm never saying that. I wish I was Berto if I was a boxer. Like, that, he had a hell of a career. Hell of a career. He's going to go down as a world champion, probably one of the best Haitian boxers of all time. I mean, he as a man he's set. He's good. Like, he did good. Like, he's not Floyd, and everybody can't fucking be Floyd and Pacquiao and Oscar. But Berto, he made a name for himself, especially in the Haitian community. Like, I know we are horrible as boxing fans. We're so fickle and shit. And it's like, you know, once you're done with boxing, we're done with you. Like, Berto at this point is at the end of his career. Nobody really cares that he's fighting Devin Alexander. It's going unnoticed, like fucking today's fight, right? Or Saturday's fight. Javier Fortuna is fighting Adrian Granados, and we haven't said a word. And it's fucked up because Fortuna's is serious. And so is Granados. These are guys that are putting it in with Bronas. You know what I'm saying? They in there with the Robert Easters. They giving work. And that's just slipped under our radar, bro, because there's so many other. This is why you got to be popular. You know what I'm saying? I seen Deontay Wilder obviously still listens to the show. And on one of his Instagrams, he's like, oh, y'all always worried about numbers and Instagram followers. Nah, bro. That shit means something. That's why nobody don't fucking know Adrian Granados is fighting Javier Fortuna right now. And everybody know that you are fighting or about to fight him. Look, yo, if you check his fucking Instagram, he almost had a mil now. Shit changed. That's like, he got like 300,000 more. I could have swore the last time we said something about him, it was like 600,000. That shit is almost at 900,000. But whatever. Back to the regularly scheduled program.
How many callers?
469 seems mad familiar. Is this not Jose?
No, that's 419 or 409 or something like that.
469-685, first-time caller. Who's this?
This is Anthony Green, man, from Dallas, Texas.
Anthony?
No, it's LT Green from Dallas, Texas.
LT in Dallas. 30 seconds, go.
Yeah, man, I think Terrence Crawford should fight the loser from Porter and Garcia because that fight the winner already been promised to Errol Spence. Man, by Spence and Crawford fight, man, I think Spence gonna run through him, man, because Spence is too powerful, man. TC, he got the skills. That's no lie. He's pretty. But that Freddie ain't gonna win that fight, man. Earl's too strong for him. He gonna walk through them punches. As soon as Earl gets the tapping on him, touching on him, man, TC gonna get the running. He gonna try to run up on him, and you can't outbox Earl for 12 rounds, man. Earl can't fight, man. He can fight, bro. You can't outbox him for 12 rounds without him cut touching it, on you. You know what I'm saying?
LT, thanks for calling in. Listen, 30 seconds. I just want to make sure it's LT before we move on, though, because I want to make sure next time we call in, we address you properly. It's LT, right?
Yeah, LT.
All right, brother. Great call. Love the energy. Unfortunately, this is a spontaneous show. On spontaneous shows, we do drive-by, giving our callers 30 seconds, giving them 30 seconds to get their thoughts in order and spew it out. Let's move on to Los Angeles, California.
Mr. Info Joe.
Tell them the truth, though. Tell them the truth.
This portion of the show we call In the Know, presented by my brother.
Tell them the truth, though. Tell them the truth.
Coffee, Bud, and TBV, that's a great morning. Yo, I think it's a 50-50 fight, but I have to go with Crawford. I always go with the better boxer. I think he does have more tools to pull out in the toolbox. He has more in arsenal. Spence is a strong fighter, but being the best boxer is not the end-all, be-all, because we've seen that with Laura versus Hurd. Laura was the better boxer, but Hurd was the relentless one, and that's how I look at it with Spence and Crawford, but I always go with the better boxer.
Cut it, Joe, you know we love you. Mike in Indiana by way of Detroit. 30 seconds, go.
Yeah, I got Spence, but Crawford was really one of my favorite fighters at the time, but I think Spence can get him, man. I just think he too much power, and Terrence Crawford don't got much power to me, because you know, he whooped on Joe Horn, but Joe Horn didn't have a mark on his face, you know, during the last fight. Like, I don't think he can hurt Spence. So, I'm going to have to lean towards Spence in that, man. Straight up.
Mike, thanks for calling in. Listen, if you're watching this on YouTube, do us a favor. Hit that thumbs up button. This got to be, what, the third morning show in a row? Show some love. Clip that sound bite for me, Rob. Where's the love? No, it's supposed to be, ain't no love.
No, I don't know what you're trying to go with. Like, what's love got to do with it?
No, like, it's Jay-Z. I think it's like City Is Mine. Ain't no love in a heart of time, right? So it's like, right. Thumbs up. Look, I'm going to start it off like Enrique says. It's 180. Oh, shit. I hit 180 and it turned into 187. Now that's what I'm fucking talking about. Show me some love.
I was 120.
Out here working. Let's go. 612-669. First time caller, name, and where you're calling from.
And they dropped.
Oh, a lot of droppers just dropped.
Yes. If you don't want to be on the line, do not press one when you call.
Don't press one. Cincinnati, it looks like 513-283. 513-283. Who's this? Where you calling from?
Project, I'm calling from Cincinnati.
Your name
and
is?
What's your name, brother? Project.
Oh, Project in Cincinnati. All right, baby. Project, you got 30 seconds. Go for it.
Yeah. All right. Crawford too small. He's a good boxer. He fight good on his back feet, but Earl walks him down like your man said earlier. Can't nobody take that pressure from that dog. That's a dog. You hear me? He beat on Floyd and they say sparring ain't nothing. Get in there and see if you get beat on or not. Earl stops everybody at 147, though, man. That's all I got to say, man. Boxing boys, big ups, man.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for the love all the way in Cincinnati, man. I just want to really take this time to say thank you to everyone that listens to the show all over the world, really making it an international show. Obviously, your five-star review. We're almost at 800. I think the last time I checked, it said 793, which is amazing. So don't forget to drop us a five-star review on iTunes. That's the best way. I mean, money isn't it's like dropping a five-star review is priceless. I should have just led with that. It's priceless. So head on over to iTunes, drop us a five-star review. Means everything. I want to go out to the comment section And shout out HR, who says Spence is training with Lions. Who the fuck is Crawford Spain training with? I'm going to just say I seen on his IG, he did train with Maurice Hooker.
Stupid.
That's a good one, though.
Oh, he's a world champion. He just beat Flanagan. Come on.
Yo, look. Come on.
816-785. 816-785. First time caller. Who's this?
This is Nas.
Nas, where are you calling in from?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Hey, Nas, do me one big favor. Just get off speakerphone or Bluetooth for audio quality. We're going to come right back to you. We got you marked down. Don't worry about it. 203-501, first-time caller. 203-501, first-time caller. No speakerphone, no Bluetooth. Talk to me. Who's this?
It's Miguel calling from Connecticut.
Miguel, talk to me.
You hear me? You got me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Yo, look. This, people still talking about sparring, like, what is it, 15 years later? And we still talking about practice, man? We still talking about practice? Another thing, with your platform and all that, with all these people you got up there, look, man, we got to push for Spence to enroll. Enough of this ducking and dodging and all that. He got to enroll. You know, you want to be champ of the world, this and that. You can't be out here punching dudes in the face, not pissing year round. That's got to go, man. That's all I got to say.
Miguel, I'm just going to tell you, I like the call. I love the energy. He fucking dropped off before I could even fuck. You know what I was going to say next? I was going to say, Miguel, I hope you keep calling in because I love a shitload of Miguel songs. So I could think of 100 intros to come up with your name, but you fucking dropped off. Better like listen on the playback.
I like how that was your thought process.
Yeah, like absolutely. A guy that is that direct, and you know, knows what he wants and delivered it that way. I like I said, I like this energy. I could see that more regularly turning into an alumni caller and then earning an intro due to the fact that he's probably one of the only Miguels that calls in. How about that, Matt? You're such a freaking party pooper. This is my morning show.
Also, this is your morning show? Oh, wow.
I'm joking.
He did his own show.
No, I didn't.
You're confused now. It's okay.
Worker, bro. Look, I actually got a new soundbite. Let me see that I put it in here already.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, one? Wow, that's impressive. Yeah, I have like 10.
It's one soundbite.
Okay, Ness.
It didn't come over yet. Just give me a second. You're not even top five as far as your label talent goes. That don't even make sense. I'm fucking the top of the top. Remember, Chivas gave me the balcony.
I didn't need my own place because I lived here.
They gave me the balcony, though. I don't know. I got the balk. Balk. Me.
Whatever the ranking is, Doomy is the last because he had to stand up at the show.
Where are we? We're going back to Nas in Kansas City. Talk to me.
All right. Look, everybody is talking about, Errol Spence just walking down Terrence Crawford and doing this and that. I understand that he's a strong welterweight. He could even be a junior welterweight. But one thing everybody needs to realize is that Terrence Crawford can punch too. And Terrence Crawford, like, you know, many people said, he's got more dimensions to his style than Errol Spence. But because of that, I will go with Terrence
Popper. All right, Nas, thanks for calling in, brother. We're going back to the 612-669. 612-669. First time caller, who's this?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Name, who's this?
Jose from Minnesota.
Jose, Minnesota. 30 seconds, go.
All right, let's go. Okay, so the longest reigning champ right now is not going to let Terrence lose. And who is that? Who that is, even longer than Floyd? That's Bob Arum. He won't let Terrence fight him, Spence, right now. Why? Because Spence he's a young, hungry fighter, but so is Terrence. Either way, like Timothy Bradley also said, there's too much on Terrence. Terrence has too many styles for him to lose at the moment. Bob won't let him lose. Besides that, I think I got Terrence right now.
But we'll see what happens.
Thank you for calling in, my friend. All right, guys, we got no more producer. As Matt talks shit, he dips out. And that's exactly why I got the new soundbite.
Work, 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 work.
Because I'm always working. I don't know about these other guys. Ness is always here making sure every caller gets the voice's opinion, because this is the voice of the people hotline. 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 to voice your opinion. We're going out to the 651-239. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. Smash that thumbs up button. Come on, where's the love at? 651-239, go.
What up, Ness? This Rod from Minnesota. Man, I got Errol all day. He showed me some. Terrence Crawford showed me that he can be backed up, and I think, you know, Errol don't smother his punches at all. If he gets him on them ropes and he takes them two pieces out on them ribs, he gonna walk him down. He gonna take him off that bike, and it's gonna be all over. I got Errol all day. He gonna get walked down. He gonna get taken off that bike. He gonna make him stand still, and then he gonna stop him. That's what I got. I got him stopping him about like 10.
Cut it. Thank you for calling in, my friend. 30 seconds is the drive-by clock. 276-876-806. 276-806. First-time caller. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
It's 425. Yeah, this is Kevin. I'm calling from Woodbridge, Virginia.
Kevin, talk to us.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about Crawford, man. I know a lot of people are saying that he's small as a welterweight, but I remember watching Andre Ward when he went up in his first fight with Kovalev. His second fight, he seemed to have grown into the weight more. So I'm also looking at Crawford to see how he grows into welterweight, because they're not going to fight next. And he has a welterweight frame, so that's something to look out for.
All right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in. We're going out to what looks like New Jersey, 908-398. 908-398. Talk to me.
Hey, this is Henry calling from Jersey.
Henry, talk to us.
I just wanted to say, Crawford's going to look good the first, you know, five rounds, but Errol Spence is going to walk him down 6, 7, 8, them body shots. He's not going to take it. Look at the Kell Brook fight. That's the example right there. Granted, Kell Brook fought Golovkin, but that's the framework. You're not going to be able to last 12. That's all. That's all I got.
Henry, thank you for calling in. We're going to the 706-289. 706-289. Who's this?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, this is Raymond. I'm calling out of Kuwait, listening to your show.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you, Errol Spence is going to walk down Crawford.
That's it?
Hello?
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear. Errol Spence is going to walk down Crawford.
Absolutely. He's too strong for Crawford.
Well, all right. All the way in Kuwait. Thanks for calling in. That's amazing. We're going out to the 541-841. 541-841. First time caller?
You know, it's Eddie Pulpo. We're talking boxing. Listen, I'm calling from Oregon. Listen to me right now. Everybody's talking about Errol Spence is too strong. And people seem to forget what happened with Kell Brook. You know, yeah, he walked down Kell Brook. But Kell Brook doesn't have half the skills or half the thought that Terrence Crawford is, man. Like, I mean, come on. What you think is going to happen? You're going to try to walk him down, and Terrence Crawford's going to pick him apart. That's what's going to happen. And that's my thoughts on that right there.
All right, brother. Thanks for calling in all the way in Oregon. 520-349. 520-349. Let's go. First time caller?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, sir. First time caller, what's your name?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Keon,
This Keon from 5202 son.
Keon, talk to
us. Now what I gotta say. Yeah, so I mean, I love and respect Terrence Crawford, but he don't got nothing for Errol Spence. I mean, first of all them C level fighters that Terrence Crawford been fighting, they're not near on the level of Errol Spence. Errol Spence is too big, he's too strong, and he's just too relentless. He's gonna walk that man down. I don't see Terrence Crawford being able to do anything to hurt Errol Spence. I mean, you know, the later rounds gonna come in, he's gonna walk him down with them body shots. He's gonna wear him down, and then he might stop. He might stop Crawford. He just might stop him.
Because right, Crawford, brother.
I mean,
well,
he's
you.
Never been tested.
Thank you for calling in, brother. We are doing a spontaneous show, so we're giving out 30 seconds per caller. We're going out to the 408-761. 408-761. Who's this?
My name is Asantea.
Talk to me. Eagle 30 face. Seconds. Go. Turn that radio down in the background. Turn that radio down in the background.
Okay. Yeah, okay. No doubt.
Boy. This little topic has got everybody with their panties in the bunch. They're calling out defending their guy. These two guys have a fandom. I mean, is it me or what? Like, whoa. 408, you ready?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm on here.
Go for it.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was just saying, when we boxed, I was light heavyweight, but we boxed everybody in gym from welterweight all the way up, and they talking about strength and all that. You got to be prepared for speed, angles, moves, all kinds of stuff. And those professional fighters know what they're doing. I see Crawford, you know, Crawford just got a great skill set. He's not dumb. He got a high IQ. I just can't see Spence really. I mean, it'll be a good fight, but right now, Crawford's on top right now.
Well, all right, brother. Thank you for calling in. It's time to wrap this one up. Was a spontaneous one due to Errol Spence's very strong quotes, which I'll, end with. I'm from the old school where I want to fight the best. I want to reign supreme over all of them. I'm willing to fight all of them to prove all of that. And that was just for the entire welterweight division, but he was a lot more direct when speaking of Crawford. And I quote, he's a crafty. He's crafty. He's a switch hitter. He can box. He can move. For me, I just feel I'm bigger. I'm stronger. I'm just as sharp. I have a better chin. I hit harder. I'd basically just beat him up. Spence definitely sending shots at Crawford, responding obviously to Bo McIntyre.
Name some other welterweights in the division and let me know, quick answers, what you think of them. And the first is the guy who most fans think that it's going to come down to, and that's Errol Spence.
We're going to fuck him up.
Okay, all right, that's pretty quick. Keith Thurman.
We're going to fuck him up too.
So, this has been going on for some time, man. I'm your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram. Oh, shit. I forgot about AJ. I'm not even going to do you like that, brother. Damn it, man. You fucking guys. See, don't say I don't love you. And your name is AJ. I could totally not love you because of that, right? Because they call me biased. They call me biased, right? I could totally not stop the show and just be like, fuck that. Your initials suck. Go for it. AJ, you gonna talk now? You just muted yourself.
Oh my god. Yo, Ness.
What up?
Yo, what you saying? You good? Yo, I'm stuck on this fight, you know, brethren. I'm stuck. Like, straight. People are phoning in saying Spence is gonna blast out my nigga Crawford, but I can't see that happening. Now, what are you saying?
I don't think Spence is going to blast him out, but I think that he, at this point, looks pretty dominant.
Yeah, he's looking strong still, but you know one thing man need to keep doing? Don't let these niggas forget about the real nigga Furman, you get me?
Ah,
that's my boy.
I hear you.
Don't let him forget, Nez. That's your job.
He got to come back, baby. He got to come back,
man. It's true. But injuries, ain't it? It's part of the game, man. But when he's back, you know as much as me, he's going to be back. You get me? And he's coming for them niggas. Trust me.
He ain't playing. AJ, I'm out.
You better not duck me, son. You better not duck me, son.
So once again, hit that thumbs up button. Future, present, past, doesn't matter. If you want to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice. Sign up, become our Patreon, receive free Patreon-only cool shirts, all types of exclusive perks, learn how to cut the line, learn how to get more than one call at a time. Definitely head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice. Remember, there's totally dozens of other ways to support the show, like, I don't know, hitting that thumbs up button in the future, present, past, heading on over to theboxingvoice.com/affiliate sponsors. And whenever you're doing some Amazon shopping, using our hyperlink, which you could find there with a huge little Amazon banner, making it simple for you. Obviously, your donations continue to make this show and have it grow. I mean, look at the live numbers we have for a spontaneous morning show. It's due to our hard work, your continued pledges to us. We appreciate it. I'm your host, Ness the Giz. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. Peace.